Right, what are we having?
Mr. Birthday.
Mr. Birthday, but it's not your birthday.
Yeah, but...
Still.
Still. Okay. We did miss it on my birthday.
Did we?
Yeah, we didn't have
one. Oh, no, you're rubbish. Okay. Oh, you got it? Get comfy. What? Do you have the story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Right, Mr. Birthday. The very best thing about birthdays, as far as Mr. Birthday is concerned, is birthday parties. Cards are nice, presents are good, but parties are great. Mr. Birthday likes birthday parties so much that he is never without his party hat.
I think the presents.
I like the cake.
I like the cake and the presents.
Cake and the presents. And a party. And Mr. Birthday is very good at organising birthday parties. He likes to make sure that everyone he knows has a party on their birthday. In just the last 3 weeks, he has organised a party with 2 cakes for Mr. Greedy. A party with silly hats for Mr. Silly, because Mr. Silly is...
Silly.
And a party with no balloons for Mr. Jelly, because Mr. Jelly is scared of balloons in case they go...
Pop!
Louder than that.
Pa!
That's quite loud. This week, Mr. Birthday organised a very happy birthday party for Mr. Happy. He invited all of Mr. Happy's friends, including Little Miss Sunshine, Mr. Funny, Little Miss Lucky and Mr. Bump. Mr. Birthday put up lots of balloons and a big banner saying, "Happy Birthday, Mr. Happy!" And he organised fun party games for everyone to play. Little Miss Lucky won Pass the Parcel. And then she won pin the tail on the donkey. She is not called... That's really loud.
Sorry.
She is not called Little Miss Lucky for nothing. It was difficult... No, it's Mr. Bump. It was difficult to know who won musical chairs because Mr. Bump kept knocking over the chairs. Poor Mr. Bump.
Mr. Bump is your favourite.
He is. I love Mr. Bump. Poor Mr. Bump. After the party games, Mr. Birthday brought in a huge birthday cake. Mr. Happy smiled an extra wide smile and blew all the candles out in one go. Then they all ate a feast of birthday cake, jam, sandwiches, jelly and ice cream. Everyone had a wonderful time. When the party had finished, Mr. Happy thanked Mr. Birthday. "We mustn't forget that extra special birthday next week," added Mr. Happy with a wink as he said goodbye. Mr. Birthday racked his brains as he walked home. "I wonder whose birthday Mr. Happy was talking about," he puzzled. But try as he might, no one came to mind. He looked in his diary when he reached home, but there was no one's birthday written in for next week. Mr. Happy must have got it wrong, he reassured himself as he got into bed. But the next day, Mr. Birthday kept overhearing things that seemed to suggest that there was a really very important birthday coming up. He passed Mr. Worry in the street. "Oh my, oh gosh, what am I ever going to buy as a present next week?" muttered Mr. Worry to himself. What a worry. He overheard Mr. Forgetful, who was repeating, "I must not forget the party next week. I must not forget the party next week," over and over to himself. "I must not forget the," he said, and stopped mid-sentence. Then he looked at his hand. "The party! I must not forget the party next week." Mr. Birthday was distraught. How could there be a birthday and a party that he knew nothing about? He's written on his hand.
Mr. Forgetful has written the party on his hand.
The following day, he decided... Oh, I don't think we're going to have time to finish this. And he has 47 seconds left. Audio B, you will never know whose birthday party it was.
Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.